Hello, welcome to another episode of Radio Brendoman. It's just me, Brendan, here. We recorded a giant episode last night and getting ready for Comic-Con, but unfortunately, it's a technical difficulties this morning putting it together, and I blame Phil. That's pretty much, I blame Phil. We're going to be at Comic-Con this week, so next week we'll probably put up the, if we can get it together, we'll put up the episode that we recorded yesterday, and we will be putting up our Comic-Con mega episode. We'll be recording at Comic-Con with the Pillage Cast guys, with Benson's Boombox, so stay tuned for that. Until then, check out this, classic Radio Brendoman. I apologize in advance for any audio quality issues. It was recorded 8 years ago, so, you know, give us a break, man. Go to radiobrendo.com for all your Radio Brendoman needs, and that's got links to our Facebook. Go to Stitcher. If you haven't downloaded that yet, be sure to use promo code Brendoman, and go to all our other sites and all that stuff. And if you're at Comic-Con, hopefully we'll see you there. Otherwise, have a good week, everybody.
To the Radio Brendoman podcast for Tuesday. What day is it today? Tuesday, November 16th, 2004. I'm Brendan Creasy, coming to you live from Harbin, China. It's going to be a pretty relaxed show, hopefully somewhat short show, because I don't really have any segments today. I think the bonus podcast that we did on Sunday threw everybody off, and they thought the next one was going to be on Wednesday. Well, that's cool, because I got some things to talk about. I got some tunes. I did another song for IndieFeed. Played it last time, but we'll play it again. It's Palmer with Let's Not Start This Again. Special IndieFeed edition. And you'll get to hear it before I put it up on IndieFeed. So, you're special. Let's see. I got my Smart peach soda right here, and it says Smart is a Sino foreign cooperative product of the Coca-Cola Company, and it's peach flavored carbonated drink. It has 222 kilojoules of energy. I'm guessing that's like calories, but they measure it in kilojoules, and it's called energy, not calories. So soda in China is interesting, and it's 355 milliliters. So you gotta love that metric system. And you gotta love these pop tops. Yeah. You pull, it's like a pull tab. But this is good stuff. They also have green apple flavor. It's interesting. Ah, yeah. So, not a lot going on right now. Just chilling out. when I'm encoding this. Let's talk about DVDs for a minute. A bunch of my friends, one of my friends here, and then Luis, and a bunch of other people are always yapping about Buffy and how great it is, Buffy and Angel, and it finally took its toll. I never got into it. I think I watched maybe a couple episodes. I thought it was alright, but, you know, got other stuff I was interested in. But since DVDs are so cheap here, and I like to watch DVDs in my spare time when I'm not hanging out with students or when I'm, you know, doing podcasts or teaching, you know, I like to watch DVDs. So I bought Buffy Season 1, and I'm going to start watching it. So, it looks pretty cool. And then let me talk about the Clerks 10th Anniversary Edition, which I finally arrived in the mail, autographed by Kevin Smith, no less, in silver pen on the black cover, and it looks really cool. But I just watched, the other night I watched the Snowball Effect, the story of Clerks, which is on the third disc of the DVD, and this is a great, excellent, must-see documentary for any Kevin Smith fan, and I highly recommend it. It gives you the story from, like, when Kevin was growing up and when he was in high school and the things that inspired him. And then the whole story of how Clerks was made from, they interview his friends, Harvey Weinstein, Kevin, Scott Mosier, Jason Mewes, his mother, just a bunch of people that were involved. Like, everybody involved pretty much, except for the gal that played, Caitlin. She's not in it. But, other than that, everybody else is in it. I guess their name was Renee Smoothauer. But everyone else, is featured prominently in this documentary, and it's great. It's like an hour and a half long. And then there's a bunch of outtakes that they didn't use that I highly also recommend watching. And, just tons of extras on this disc. Tons of extras. And then there's like two versions of the film, a new commentary. My favorite part was the animated lost scene, which you just have to watch it. It's hilarious. And then they got all these MTV spots, featuring Jay and Silent Bob that I never got to watch that were also really good. And just tons of great stuff. Highly recommend this DVD, the Clerks 10th Anniversary Edition. I'm loving it. Three discs. It's the mother of all VSQ DVDs, I would say. It's freaking awesome. So check that out. Let's see, what did I just watch the other night? Oh, okay. Flipping through my DVDs, what I watched. Well, I talked about watching Romeo and Juliet, and you know, I dig that flick. But I finished the third season of The Sopranos, which was awesome, and my favorite episode of the season was the one that Steve Buscemi directed. This was his first episode he directed. Now he's directing on a regular basis, and he's actually in the show now. He was last season. I didn't watch it, so I don't know if he's dead or what, if you guys' character got killed, or because I haven't ever watched a show till I started watching it on DVD, and that season isn't out on DVD yet. But yeah, and it's this most of it takes place where Chris and Polly they bring this Russian out to the woods to dump his body, and it turns out he's still alive after they broke his tailpipe, his windpipe, and he's still alive, and it turns out he's like this Russian soldier, and he can survive in the winter, and he runs off, and he managed to escape, and they're chasing him all around, and they end up getting lost in the woods, and it's a really good episode, and it was an awesome episode, and I didn't know Steve Buscemi directed that until I looked at the credits, and that was really cool. So I'm really excited to watch more. I got season 4, and that's the last of the seasons that's on DVD right now, so I'll just have to wait. I'm kind of holding off on watching that 4th season, so I'll have something to look forward to. Kind of like how Danny right now hasn't read the 5th Harry Potter books, because he's going to wait to read the next one, so he doesn't have to... he's going to wait till the next one comes out so he can read the 5th one, and you know, he'll have something to look forward to there. So now I know why Danny did that, so I'm holding off on starting the 4th season of Sopranos for now. I started watching... I got the first season of Star Trek Next Generation, and I just watched Encounter at Farpoint, which is a great episode, amazing first episode. I watched it a long, long time ago, because I remember we had it on video, because it's a 2-hour episode, and my dad had it, because my dad was a really big fan of the show, and I had totally forgotten about DeForest Kelly's, who played McCoy. I totally forgot about his cameo in that with when he's walking around with Data. It's really funny. And I really like that show. Q, man. Q's really interesting character. And, of course, Will Wheaton as Wesley. And it's a great show, and I'm really looking forward to watching more episodes and buying it for cheap here on DVD. So, yeah. So that's all the DVD stuff I got. Oh, yeah, I just watched Vertigo, because I hadn't ever seen it. I've only seen bits and pieces. And it's an amazing movie. Really well done. Kind of freaky. But I really liked it. And I finally realized the meaning of there's a song that the band Harvey Danger recorded that's about Vertigo, and it's called Carlotta Valdez, and I had no idea what that meant and what the song was about until I watched Vertigo. I was like, wow, so that's what that song is talking about. Harvey Danger, famous for that song Flagpole Sitta. I guess you could call them a one-hit wonder, but I really like their CD. It's called Where Have All the Merrymakers Gone? It's a pretty enjoyable CD. So, how about we start off by playing that Indie Feed track from Palmer, and it's called Let's Not Start This Again. You heard it the other day on the show, but you know, I guess that's one of the things that radio does, is they play some songs so you can hear them and get them out there, and you know, so it's a good song, so I'm going to play it again, and you get to hear my Indie Feed introduction to it. So, here you go.
Get your free independent music at IndieFeed.
Hi, this is Brendan from RadioBrendoMan.com, and this song is called Let's Not Start This Again by a band called Palmer. They're an emo rock band from Moberly, Missouri, who I went to school with, and they're good friends of mine. But this song is kind of dear to my heart because I got to see it grow and happen over time. And it just started out as a simple chorus, and they kept building and building upon it till you got this demo of the song, and I just really enjoy it, and it contains a lot of emotions that ring true for many of us. So this is Let's Not Start This Again by Palmer.
Bye.
That was Palmer with Let's Not Start This Again. You can find more songs from Palmer and information about the band at palmer.brendoman.com.
Get your free independent music at IndieFeed.
All right, that was Let's Not Start This Again, the special IndieFeed edition. So I got a few things to mention. First off, today I was reading through some Wire news, and I came upon a really great interview with Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. And let's just read a few segments of this. It says, "Giving away an album online isn't the way most artists end up with gold records, but it worked out that way for Wilco. After being dropped from Reprise Records in 2001 over creative conflict surrounding Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, Chicago-based band committed what some thought would be suicide. They streamed it online for free. The album's subsequent release on Nonesuch debuted higher on the charts than any of their prior releases. That success gave both band and label confidence to try new internet forays. The first ever MPEG-4 webcast with Apple, as well as more free online offerings of live shows and an EP's worth of fresh tracks. The band's 2004 release, A Ghost Is Born, hit number 8 on the Billboard charts, the highest position to date. By conventional industry logic, file sharing hurts the odds for commercial success. Wilco frontman Jeff Tweedy disagrees. Wired News caught up with him during his current tour to find out just what makes Wilco so wired." So yeah, this is definitely an interesting story, because I listened to the album online when it was released online, and I did buy it because it was a really good album, and I thought it was great what they were doing, and they ended up selling a bunch of records. And this can also be seen, like, everyone was, like, Eminem was really freaking out about, like, piracy, and his, the Eminem show, was released early on the internet, not by his doing, but, it was released on early, and tons of people downloaded it, but also 8 million people, it sold 8 million copies, so... doesn't sound like file sharing is really, in some of these instances, to blame, and I think there's some interesting things to be learned. So here's some quotes from Tweedy. He said, so let's see, down here, "What are your thoughts on the RIAA's ongoing lawsuits against individual file sharers?" And Tweedy says, "We live in a connected world now. Some find that frightening. If people are downloading their music, our music, they're listening to it. The internet is like radio for us." And then they ask, "You don't agree with the argument that file sharing hurts musicians' abilities to earn a living?" And Tweedy says, "I don't believe every download is a lost sale." And then, "What if the efforts to stop unauthorized music file sharing are successful? How would that change culture?" And Tweedy says, "If they succeed, it will damage the culture and industry they say they're trying to save. What if there was a movement to shut down libraries because book publishers and authors were up in arms over the idea that people are reading books for free? They're also listening to CDs and watching movies for free there, too. You know, it's not just books of the library, folks. It would send a message that books are only for the elite who can afford them. Stop trying to treat music like it's a tennis shoe, something to be branded. If the music industry wants to save money, they could take a look at some of their six-figure executive expense accounts. All those lawsuits can't be cheap either." So you can check out the rest of the article by going to our show notes at the Brendoman.com wiki. The link is at our RadioBrendoman.com site. And I really recommend that. Oh, excuse me. It's pretty neat. The next thing I came across today was something is called the W movie, and it's basically a trailer for a movie about George W. Bush starring Don Knotts, and they just took all these clips of Don Knotts and they put him in a movie, and it's really, really, really funny. So it's like Don Knotts is George Bush, and I don't think you get the full effect unless you go check it out at WMovie.com, but maybe you can get an idea by me playing this and recording it, playing it for you. So let's check that out. This is the W movie starring Don Knotts.
Hey, have been called brave. What is brave? Let me clarify this.
That's my great-grandfather. That's my grandfather. And that's my father. And they handed me a great name. And I failed.
You got spunk.
You know, I guess I got that from my mother. She had plenty of spunk.
Now, Pa, I know all about your war record, and I'm proud of it. Darn proud. Have been for years. But, you see, now, me, I'm not cut out for it.
Not me. They're not getting me up in that.
How would you like a cocktail, George?
Hey, bartender, another beer! Hey, bartender, where's that beer?
Oh, my, you do need another drink.
You're not kidding.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Failure, 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 failure. That's the story of my life, you know.
You don't know what that's all about? I'll tell you what that's all about. You knock off that chip and you'll see what it's all about.
That was on purpose. There was a reason for that. You see, it was all part of the plan.
You deserve a great deal of credit.
Well, it's all a matter of keeping a clear head and solving your problems one by one as they come up. That's about all there is to it.
Do you think we'll be able to find him after all these years?
Anything further from intelligence?
No, not since that last report.
Look, you got $750,000 over here. You got $500,000 over here. Do you know about credits and debits and all that fiduciary stuff?
A little price fixing here, a little manipulating there. You could hardly call that dipping.
We're plundering the people daily, and we better not forget it.
We'll all sit on that powder keg together.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here.
Now that's not Episcopalian.
Ladies and gentlemen of the press, contrary to the erroneous impression the public has of me, actually I'm a
fantastic sexual magnet. A sexual attraction that has stirred the women of this country like nothing before.
That electrician must be a Democrat.
All right, so go check that out at the WDUBYAmovie.com. Very funny trailer. You're going to have to see it to get the whole picture. I'm eating some cheese and cream cheese sandwich cracker, which is just cheese and crackers, you know, like the Keebler Club. It's the closest thing you can get to it here. The best snack food, because they don't have regular chips. They have some Pringles, but they're bloody expensive here, so I don't have those a whole lot. But these cheese and cracker things are like 3 kwai, which is like, I don't know, like less than 50 cents. So they're pretty good. Okay, so what else do we got on here? Oh yeah, there's a article on Firefox in Salon today, and it's just talking about how one of the quotes is the end result has been arguably the biggest comeback story in software development since Steve Jobs retook the helm at Apple. So yeah, they're saying some really good stuff about it, and how The October Mozilla Firefox market share was at 6%, a 71% jump over June market share. And, so, yeah, it seems in, like, Mozilla, it's also talking about how Mozilla might be, leading the way for other open source projects. So you can check that out over, there's a link to the show notes, or just go to salon.com, and it's in the technology and business section. So Firefox, getting lots of buzz, and you know what? It's granted, it's a great browser. We've talked plenty about that. Something else we talk about a lot, and you've experienced it on the show, is Skype, which is a great program, and it helps us talk over the internet, and we're able to have conference calls and record them, and sounds excellent, as you might have heard last show or our special with Danny and Gringo talking over Skype. But here's what Brendan wrote, and this really put a smile on my face, and he said, I still can't believe the quality on the Skype calls, on the Skype conference calls. I played it for my girlfriend and parents as an example of what Skype can do. When you guys listed off where you were calling from, people's jaws dropped open. So yeah, that's awesome, and it did sound great. It sounded like we were all talking in the same room, especially when it was just Danny and Gringo. I mean, it sounded like they were right there talking to each other, and they were, Danny was in Missouri, and Gringo was in Wisconsin, and then when all three of us, I mean, we had Danny in Missouri, Gringo in Wisconsin, and me in China, and it all sounded excellent. And it was great. So hopefully, sometimes the connection's a little iffy, but usually it's really good. I've had really good experience with Skype, and you know what? It's free. And so it's awesome. And yeah. So Skype, hooray for Skype. And Brendan is working on a podcasting plugin for PostNuke. And that's really a podcast extension for PostNuke. So that should be interesting. And that's really cool. Well, that's all we have in our show today, so I guess I'm going to say goodbye now. You can check out our next show, which will be on Friday, and be sure to send in your segments and whatever else, any feedback, to brendoman@gmail.com. As always, you can check us out at brendoman.com or our podcast site at radiobrendoman.com. Have a good evening, everybody.